You're waking up with the Wolf. The Wolf Wake Up Crew with Greg Thunder, Mandy, and PT.
102.9 The Wolf.
It's Facebook fight time. 102.9 The Wolf. If you think you were upset about last night's wasting 3.5 hours on that boring Super Bowl, people in St. Francis are even madder this morning. Mandy, what do we need to disclose?
That the names have been changed to protect the guilty.
All right, here we go. Mandy, let's have you play Susan.
Okay, you betcha.
I'll play Abby, another woman today for me. PT, you're going to be Mark.
Sounds good.
And Fish will have you be Jim Bob.
I can be Jim Bob. I like that.
All right, somebody ring the bell and let's begin.
Susan, does anybody know a kid with a black snowmobile going through yards? Went right through ours. Watched him. Lippin Street.
Abby.
Oh, God. It's early. Kids just don't have respect for someone else's property.
Oh, I agree, Abby. I guess our 15-foot inflatable snowman we got at Walmart we have in the front yard wasn't enough of a clue.
Mark, ladies, it's perfectly legal.
I had one come through late at night, almost hit my toddler as he was lagging behind me. Snowmobiles need to stay out of yards.
Ladies, again, it's perfectly legal.
You need to keep your noisy toys out of my yard. It's not just trespassing. It's about respecting your neighbors.
Jim Bob.
Those people on their snowmobiles are your neighbors, too. They're simply riding atop the snow and not damaging anything. Stop being a victim.
Well, go ride in the street then, Jim Bob.
Unbelievable, Abby. Would you rather have your neighbor get hit by a car? Snowmobiles are made for the snow, not tar or concrete.
Not my problem. Stay out of our yards where you rip up our grass or maybe hit a child.
Jeez, ladies, put up a fence, plant some trees, or put up a sign that says no snowmobiles then.
Unbelievable. When I was growing up, we had dozens of snowmobiles riding back and forth in our front yard all damn day. And nobody bitched about it. We had 2 gas stations, no McDonald's, nothing. Now St. Francis is quickly turning into Andover. I'm going to move here.
No.
This used to be a quiet community. Now we're infested by people from Rockford.
Not Mandy.
What do you have against Andover? Oh, yeah, Mark. Real nice and quiet back in the day, except for your damn snowmobiles.
All right, there you go. Hey, St. Francis, thank you so much for providing us with your Facebook fight this morning. If you see a little tiff on your news feed, let us know about it. Just send an email. Take a screenshot. Send an email to Mandy at
1029thewolf.com.
Or message us with that screenshot, 1029thewolf on Facebook. All right, slippery out there today. We've got some people already that work here at the Radio Ranch of the Wolf, and they've fallen already this morning. So careful. So please, if you got like grandparents, older parents or something, let them know too. My mom goes out to the... I worry about her every day when it's like this because she goes out the end of the driveway to get the newspaper and the mail, and you don't want anybody falling out there today, break a hip. Okay, falling temps today: high of 27, snow tomorrow. Right now we're at 29.
Here's what's coming up. PT actually has his very own misconnection. We're going to see if we can help connect two people in the Twin Cities that are looking for love in each other. Am I on that? Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay.
John, we're looking for John.
You just kind of drifted away there for a moment.
Let's do that at 8:10.
All right. Let's do it.
2.9 The Wolf.
That's coming up next. Hang on.
The Wolf Wake Up Crew on 102.9 The Wolf.